Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I am your host, Iggy Garcia. I'm kind of filling in here for Dawn Thompson. This is the Gypsy Wagon Hour, and hopefully I can get her show loaded up here. That's what I'm trying to do at the moment, so bear with me. Dawn actually has a couple things she has to take care of today, and so she'll be back next month. She wishes everybody well and hopes everybody's doing pretty good. So Iggy's trying to do multitask here, and that's my job, so I'm trying to multitask this show into an existence, and I believe it's going to work, I hope. Blog Talk has been having some issues today, so I'm shame on Blog Talk for being so difficult today. But wanted to talk to everybody a little bit today and sharing a little bit about what we do here with Insights. With Insights, we share all the different things in our arsenal or in our bag of, you know, holistic medicine that we all practice. And so Dawn's a really good friend of mine, so I work with her very closely on projects, and we try to share, you know, and pass the knowledge and the wisdom around. She has a new website, and that website is Dawn, and there's a dash, Thompson.com. If you haven't checked it out, it's pretty cool, actually. She's doing some pretty amazing things there, doing her readings, and so it's pretty exciting to see what she's doing. She's been a friend of mine for many years. So what we're going to try to do here is we're going to I'm attempting to load up an audio clip of hers. If for some reason, it does not want to take it for some reason, which is kind of strange if you ask me. I've never seen it do that before. That's technology. Technology is like that. Technology has a way of being kind of pesky at times. So if I fade in and out on you, it's because I'm staring at this screen, and I do apologize for any technical difficulties, but that is the way of the beast sometimes. Well, anyhow, you know, basically what we do here is just share our knowledge of what we do and the things that we care about deeply, and that's raising the vibration here on planet Earth. Right now on planet Earth, everything is a little bit hectic at times, but it's nothing that can't be fixed. It's nothing that can't be changed. Nothing that can't, you know, evolve. Unfortunately, you know, humans have a tendency to be a little bit more, I don't know, difficult sometimes about changing their ways. But we try our best. We try our best to do the best we can. Like yesterday, we had an initiative here on the ballot about issue 2 and issue 3, which is about legalizing marijuana and keeping monopolies out. There was a lot of language there. A lot of the language was, you know, very confusing and very, you know, kind of misleading in some sense. And so it was a little frustrating for a lot of people when they were voting for it. But I think one passed and one failed. I think the one was for the monopolies. That one failed. And the other one passed. So, but, you know, people have spoken. They have said what they need to say, felt how they felt, even reading through all the difficult language. You know, they made it very clear that it wasn't going to be the way it was being presented. And that's okay, and that's the way it should be. And maybe next time it'll pass, maybe it won't. My biggest concern was all the people who were, you know, probably needed for medical reasons. Not necessarily, for me, it wasn't really about recreational stuff. More it was about the opportunity to be able to, you know, help and heal, you know, people's wounds mentally, physically, spiritually, and move them into a better space. And I know there's a lot of children who suffer from a lot of different ailments. So hopefully we could raise that vibration. And, you know, but, you know, right now Ohio said no, so we have to move forward. Will that change? Maybe. I mean, we're yet to see. So either way, I'm pretty excited about, you know, what happens here in the future in Ohio. And Ohio is really one of the big metaphysical, you know, Columbus is one of the big metaphysical meccas in in the United States where everybody kind of congregates to. I've met a lot of people here just recently who have come here because of the energy that's building here and the amazement and the work that's being done here. So it's pretty exciting times. And Dawn's one of those players, and she brings her brand of magic to the game. And she does her readings. She's kind of like, we're kind of very similar in our approach. We really don't have, I can't say we don't have, but we have our own approach in the sense of where we don't work on the people the same exact way. Each person is very different, very unique. They come in to see us, and, you know, we feel what energy moves. And I know Dawn does that because I work with her. She's worked on me. And she scans me. She checks me, and she makes sure. She doesn't just go through the same ritual with me, and that's it, and it's done. So that's the kind of things you're going to get with Dawn Thompson. And, you know, like I said, Dawn Thompson's website is Dawn-Thompson.com. If you want to check it out, you can actually schedule an appointment with her and set up a time with her. So, you know, you won't be disappointed. You'll definitely be, you know, energized when you're with her. She's really high energy. She's fun. She's exciting. But she can be really serious, too, and be very focused on what she needs to do. So that's my plug for her, because she's my buddy, and I care about her, and I hope her dentist appointment goes well. She had a little tooth issue there, so for those of you who wonder where she is, she'll be back next month. Maybe I can get her on our show, and, you know, she can catch up with us. I'm going to attempt now to put on the show here, and I think I do have it. Let me find it here, and then you guys can hear her beautiful voice, not my scratchy old Iggy voice here. And you guys can enjoy what she has to share with you. And let me see if it gets down the bottom here. Here it is. So what you do is just sit back and relax. Enjoy the show. Listen to what you need to take from the show. Enjoy. You can actually find her on Facebook.com/Dawn of the New Era. That's where you'll find her. And we're going to proceed on with the show. And you guys have a great day.
Hello, everyone.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Gypsy Hour. We're going to try to have some fun today. Have a fun hour and apply what I like to apply, which is beginning with a meditation. So if you are in a space where you can do it, you can close your eyes and start to breathe. And I was inspired by, as I always am, by Tom Lesher, one of my favorite astrologists online. He does the Paleo Report, and he talks about alternate nostril breathing. So if you want to just plug one nose up and inhale slowly, and then plug the alternate nostril and exhale through that one. And then you inhale through that same nostril, and then unplug and repeat. So use your intuition and just inhale, exhale, plug the other one, inhale, exhale. And let's do a couple of those together. This is another way, just like the 5-second breaths that we've done on the show, to balance our mind, body, and emotions. And as you do this, really arrive in the moment, really arrive in your chair or on your couch or at your desk or wherever you may be. Each breath, you will never breathe again. This is a unique breath. Each breath was given to you by the earth, by the trees. It's an effortless process that we don't control. It's a gift given to us, this breath of life. So let's also now take a moment to do a body tracking. Just notice your back. There's a lot of back and hip stuff going around lately where there's tension in the back. need for support, so we're calling in the support of all of our allies, spirit and human. And really feel those hands at your back of your spirit allies. And if you need it this week, this month, this day, this moment, ask for someone to actually put their hand on your back, just letting your back to feel the imprint of what it feels like to have support. So if there's no one around, just think of someone that truly loves you, truly has your back. And feel them placing that hand there. And notice how everything relaxes when we remember that it's an illusion that we're alone. We're truly not alone. We are all one. Really let every cell, every membrane, every muscle tissue, everything in your entire being, mentally, spiritually, and physically, really embody that, that universal truth. Beautiful. Good job. So yeah, we're going to get mindful and be in the moment and talk about, you know, what the energies are and what's been going on the last month, and lots of big changes. The eclipse season has finished. It finished, what was it, the Sunday before, with the blood moon. So that was an initiation period. I know that both Iggy and I experienced an initiation. I'm sure in everyone's world, in some way, they were initiated. Mm-hmm. And we got to see each other that day.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly, right, Iggy? Briefly.
We saw each other at Ash Cave. Yeah, I turned around. You were like gone. I was like, well, I guess she had to go where she needs to be.
I took an emotional intelligence course a few months ago, and my nickname I found out from my group was Houdini. So, and I'm like, that's beautiful. I've never had a nickname because you just appear and then disappear. And I was like, well, yeah, I do. I'm a multidimensional, multifaceted being. I'm going through the realm.
You were. You know what's so funny? When I arrived there, I found the altar that was used during the ceremony, I think.
Yeah,
it was like, I parked like right in front of it. I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's a bench or something, or an altar, or I couldn't tell what it was. So I'll just leave it here in case, but if it doesn't belong to me, I'll check in the cave and I'll ask everybody if it belongs to somebody. If not, then I'll take it and then I'll place it on Facebook and track it down their owner. And then Michael goes, someone left a bench. I don't know what it is. A table. I couldn't quite make it. And Mike goes, I think it's an altar. I think it was used during this. Then it's by in front of my car. You might want to go get it before somebody else does.
And it was amazing that no one took it. Yeah, it's amazing that you drove up to it. It's amazing that no one took it. So this altar that we're speaking of was part of my initiation on that morning of the blood moon, which was doing what I find was one of the most special sacred ceremonies. I was officiated a wedding for the most stellar, cool, tribal couple. The groomsmen came in with large torches. The women wore like white flowy dresses and fresh. I mean, the night before, it was so ancient and primal. The night before, they made their headdresses from flowers and herbs. So we had an altar, and part of the wedding ceremony, is what they called it, the full contract ceremony, was everyone was to bring a sacred object to put on the altar. And it was just a powerful way to change the paradigm also on that day of, you know, the old paradigm of weddings and relationships and what they are. And they really made a stand during the work that we had done prior to the soul contract ceremony for standing for equality in relationships and to honoring each other's shadow sides and maintaining their autonomy and being support for each other. And I struggled trying to figure out the ceremony, and talked to my brother Iggy, and he's just like, as usual, relax and have fun. And so as I'm writing out the things that I would say at the ceremony, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it dawn style. So we ended the ceremony by the power invested in me, by the ascended masters, the cosmos, and the state of Ohio, I now pronounce you soulmates of the light and twin flame throughout eternity. I mean, it was stellar. It was a stellar
awesome
ceremony. And, yeah, it's quite gorgeous, really. And this was also a nice way to end that Venus underworld, which is really digging on our relationships with our friends, with ourselves, with our partners, with our children. Like, that was I talked about it last month. I'm sure Mark, our local favorite astrologer, had talked a lot about it, and I had talked a little bit about it, but it really was a time to address martyrdom, things that aren't serving us, people that we might have in our lives out of, what would the word be, thinking that we have to rather than we want to. I mean, that's the most basic way I could say for me what I'm noticing this initiation is. It's like, what do we want to do, and what do we think we have to do? What do we really have to do in life?
Yeah, really.
Totally initiate us into being, a veil has lifted of what powerful creators we are. So I think that in general, as a population, we've been taught to, through language, which we've talked about before, through media, to give a lot of our power away. And there is a huge veil that's been lifted of, we are actually magnitude of huge, powerful manifestors when we believe. And I mean, even to the point yesterday, my friends were like, hey, we're going to this Beats Antique concert. And I have a friend of mine who's doing some social media work for the Dawn of the New Era page. And I was like, hey, I'll take you, girl. I'll take you to this concert. And an hour later, I get a call from Promo West, and they say, hey, you want two tickets to Beats Antique tomorrow night? And I just hooted and hollered. I'm like, I'm so powerful.
That group rocks. That group rocks. That's part of your intro. That group rocks. That's part of your intro. You know that? From Beats Antiques?
I forgot about that, actually. Yeah. I mean, if anyone is in town local tonight and can go up to Newport, I mean, it is quite the tribal belly dance. I mean, it's a healing. I rearranged my appointments tonight to go. I was like, I'm going no matter what.
Yeah, they're pretty cool group.
Are you going?
Do you have a chance? I don't know. I have a game. I just after the game, I might just slip that way. Where you at? I don't know. I heard the belly dancing, and I just had to go.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. So Blood Moon stepping into our new identities, and the veils lifting. No more martyring. No more saying yes when we mean no. Or else it's strictly painful. I mean, a lot of the clients that I'm working with, and you can shadow if this has been happening with you too, but if they're going to a job that is not part of their, if it's anything of the old paradigm, meaning they're doing it out of survivalism, not understanding that abundance doesn't come, doesn't have to come in the same way. We don't have to suffer and do something we don't want to do to get abundance. It's actually making a lot of people physically ill. Like they can't even go. They can't even do it. Or when they do, they break down. Like our systems, our higher self is refusing. It's just like, I'm refusing it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. So how has your identity, stepped into or shifted, or has your consciousness been shifting? I feel when I mentioned the multidimensional, multifaceted beings, I almost, like all my dreams, I'm going into my different worlds, and I'm realizing that this world that we're in, like, we get to control the dream, and it's kind of a lot of pressure, actually. It's given me what me and my friends were calling the scrambled egg brains. We're like, whoa, I can't process all this at such a rapid rate.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do notice is when my vibration's in a good place, you kind of notice, it's easy to notice things that are out of vibration because it's the opposite. Because when you're in the same vibration, you're kind of flowing with it, but you can see all the positive, but you can really see the negative stuff. Like, it really pops out from people. And you're kind of looking at them like a deer, you know, when a deer in the headlights, you know, they just kind of like, what? What? Are you? It's like, are you okay? Well,
you're
talking
to me.
Are
you going
to
be okay?
Yeah, it's like, are you talking to me? Because I don't know. Can you see me? It's just funny. It's just, I've had a lot of ego stuff have been happening. You know, I was like, whoa, it must be something that they see in me that really triggers them instead of the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Does it trigger you, or do you get, or are you able to witness it? Are you able, or does it do both?
There's times where I can witness it, and then there's times where you just want to, like, man, just how do I deal with this? You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I mean, you figure it out eventually, but it's pretty cool though. It's fun to kind of observe. I mean, I don't think I had that ability years ago to just be able to just be present and say. So I used to be a reactor, you know, react to it versus respond
mm-hmm.
to it. And now I'm a little more responsive to it and more than I'm reacting to it. But, you know, sometimes when they just keep coming at you, you just kind of have to turn around and walk away sometimes. And that's kind of what I did yesterday with an individual who just kind of, I think when he saw me do that, it was just like, there was nothing there. I wasn't going to give him my power, you know. Sorry, dude. See ya.
Yeah. Well, and I had been talking to you. I have the same theme coming up, and it's, you know, it's funny because I've gotten to the point through practicing mindfulness, breath, somatic awareness, being in the moment, where I think my resilience, you know, hit a certain point, and now, you know, I'm being shown, or perhaps I'm manifesting being shown, like, some of the ultimate and that spiral coming around, rewounding or memories mm-hmm. of old wounds, and they don't ever... You know, in a way, it's exciting because I get to practice, you know, I always, before I do the radio show or in a lot of times before I do sessions with people, I intuitively pick out different affirmations or different decks. And I had sent you, you know, a picture of one of the Don Miguel Ria's cards, which is don't take anything personally. Refuse to eat emotional poison. And the card simply states, taking things personally makes you a prey for predators. They can hook your attention with one little opinion and feed you whatever poison they want. Refuse to eat poison. And so there's this negotiation of, setting boundaries with people. And then because mm-hmm. what I found is if I, yes, I need to step away and take space and ground and process. But at the same time, you know, for me, I have to, and it depends on the situation, but if it's something big, it's really activated me, I've got mm-hmm. to find a way to witness it or resolve it or basically emotionally express it. Because if it's really active in my body, if I've got something that, you know, in the psychological world they call triggers me, then there's
right.
something there that needs to be released. And I do different stuff, like I do trades. And I get, you know, energy work done. But when I asked spirits this week, I was like, I'm super activated. One of my friends, Geneva, she said, I've never seen you look this triggered and activated. And I'm like, you know, my higher self is excited because I get to work through this and find out, you know, that ultimately other people don't have any power over me and break that illusion. But boy, it's nice to be met with, it's nice to work through that kind of stuff with more mature people, to be honest. If people aren't willing to communicate or be mature, then I guess you do got to just walk away. Like, okay.
I mean, what else do you do?
Toodaloo! Did you see my Facebook post? I was like, toodaloo, mama! What up?
You're funny.
Have you rapidly manifested? Are you rapidly manifesting anything cool?
Right now? I'm trying to manifest.
Yeah.
I'm going to manifest a win tonight in our soccer game for the boys.
Yes.
So that's what we're working on.
I knew you were going to say soccer. I knew it. I knew you were going to be like, a soccer game.
Damn, I'm getting predictable here.
Oh, no.
No. No, we've had a hard, we've had a good season. It's been hard sometimes, but it's been the second phase of the season, and it's one and done. So you got to win them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we practiced for the last 2 days. Corner kicks, everything you could imagine that could possibly happen in a scenario in a tournament game.
Beautiful. That sounds like fun. I mean, that's what we make a stand for, fun. Having some fun.
We were talking about that earlier, remember, about fun, you know, how to play anymore and they don't have fun or they don't know what it is to have to play games and just enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm. Got to make a stand for that, really. Like, I make a stand for fun and play. Like, I rearrange my appointments, and I make a stand for my, you know, my own ancestor, like my daughter's play. I'm like, you know, she'll watch a couple videos or a TV show, and I'm like, time to play. That's what we did when I'm like that, Mom, now. Well, we went outside when I was a kid. So I'm like, get out there, and you play with your friends and pretend. And it's quite beautiful, actually. In fact, children have been teaching me a lot lately about suffering, mindfulness, and being in the moment. And a couple weeks ago, there was a little girl. You know, kids tend to like me because I interact with them, you know, on a kid level. And so there's a group of us girls. They're about, you know, 10, 11-ish. And we're on my porch, and we're talking about, talking about what sign they are. And one little girl goes, well, I've got to ask my mom, but I'm pretty sure I'm an Aries. And the other little girl goes, I'm going to ask my mom. And then she trails off, and she opens up that her mom had passed away a couple weeks ago from a drug overdose. And my heart just, I know. And so the next day, I'm doing a session. I have my window open, and I'm working with a client on ancestor lineage and healing mother stuff. And this little girl is out in the backyard with my daughter, and she's laughing, and they're playing. And I just said, there's our healing right there. Like, that little girl isn't thinking about her future. She is in the, right now she is playing. Mm-hmm. She is having fun. And it's the same, you know, and my daughter's in transition in her life, and I look at her, and I'm like, is she suffering through transition? Nope, she's just being herself. Like, and so children are our ultimate teachers. They keep things simple. They know when it's time to play. They get their structure, and it's, there's my teacher. I can stop reading all the spirituality books. I'm just like, oh, just look at kids. There we go.
Yeah. They'll teach you a lot of stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. They'll be fighting, and then the next day they're playing like nothing ever happened, right? They don't rehash it the next day.
Not like adults do, like adult children do.
Right. We're talking the young children.
I mean, it's kind of nice to have that kind of mind. Just, what? What happened? Nothing? Okay, cool. We keep playing.
What if? No codependency there. And that was the other thing I noticed during that conversation on the porch was there really wasn't codependency. Children don't take on other children's pain in general. You know, they're there. They're not running away, but they're just like, oh, you know, like I remember none of the little girls really commented. We just kind of silently held space for that child. And I was like, wow, this is pretty powerful. And I noticed myself as I branch out and expand as a teacher, facilitator, is that, you know, I'm building my capacity. I'm not taking on, me and you have talked about this, not taking on other people's stuff, but also having compassion at the same time. And yeah, again, children, they just know how to soften their hearts. I guess their hearts aren't hardened yet, huh?
I guess not. I mean, that's a good point when you say they don't take on other people's codependencies. I never really thought about that until just now. That makes a lot of sense. That's why kids can come across seeming cruel sometimes. I can see that. It's not that they don't care. It's just you got to move on. You can't stay in
there.
It's not their story. Yeah.
I didn't realize that either until I just thought about it. Like, I am driving myself insane at times, as again, as multi-dimensions, as things open up, and I'm like, oh, I see this, oh, I see this, oh, I see you, oh, I see your suffering, oh, I see my suffering, and I see my joy. But it's just too much. Like, let's stick with our, you know, and it's also, you know, kids will listen. Like, if another kid says, can you, you know, pass me a cheese stick, or can I have that cheese stick? The other kid might say, they're going to say yes or no. And if you notice, yeah, the kid doesn't take it personally, too.
Yeah, not like adults. I think, fine.
Yeah, I think the kids should be raising us, maybe.
Maybe. From the mouth of babes comes such great knowledge and inspiration.
That is the truth. And communication skills, you know, communication is my, like, that is kind of, as my teachings go on, and I constantly want to learn about new stuff, and, you know, I got into the communication aspect of healing and how it deepens connections with you and your loved ones. And I did a trade with someone earlier this week, and you know, we did a shamanic journey, and I went into the underworld, and I had the box, and I opened my box, and I'm thinking, oh man, what's going to be in my box? It's going to be awesome. I hope it's, like, you know, something super cool. And it was a scroll, and on the paper it just said willingness, and I was like, oh god, that is not what I wanted. Is there any jewels in this treasure chest? I was like looking past the scroll. There actually was a couple of rubies in there, thank god. Just getting through the willingness. So then she gave me this book that her Reiki master had given her to read on the human will and how powerful we are. And the only thing that's really stood out to me thus far, the biggest thing, is how we need to fully, and this goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning, we have to fully express something in order to accept it. We have to fully express something from our deepest truth in order to accept it, because then we're accepting that part of ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I totally get that. Well, there's
communication.
You did find jewels in there.
Yes, there were some jewels I took back. I remember a couple large rubies and then a few smaller stones. So I took them back, and that's probably one of those stones was probably my concert tickets. So we'll see what else comes through. But let me tell you, whoever's listening and who's ever worried about money, and my clients that keep, you know, even my own mother yesterday, she's like, this is all the chains I'm breaking. I'm breaking so many, you know, old belief systems, and it's exciting. But she goes, I'm retiring and I'm not going to have much money for Christmas, and I don't think I'm going to have. And I go, how do you know? How do you know, Mom? Like, how are you predicting what kind of abundance you're going to be bringing in? Like, you have no idea. Checks arrive in the mail every day that people don't expect. Inheritances. You know, when my car needed work and I didn't have the $1,500, one of my hair clients was like, oh, hey, I'll loan you something. We'll trade. You know, we'll do healing sessions. We'll do trade. And, I mean, you just don't know where abundance is coming from. But I have found that it's just going to arrive, and that money is an energy. It come, you know, you can't hold on to it or else more won't come in. But, you know, you spend it in love and to do what you love and to be what you love and to have what you love and what you deserve. Like, that car brought me back my freedom to drive anywhere in the country. And that was a ceremony in itself, you know, accepting, learning how to receive, and then getting my freedom and knowing I deserve that, because there's a lot of deserving energy that's been coming up, you know. And that's, I remember hearing Heather Tapia's speech on abundance. She has the 5 steps to abundance, and the thing that stood out the most was knowing that you deserve something, because we can't receive it unless we believe we deserve it. And that can be uncomfortable, because I know after my whole Venus in retrograde, I had opened up my journal and I had written all the things I wanted in a guy, and And I pretty much had that in my partner. And I added a few more. And I kid you not, I was like, how about this, and some romance, and da-da-da-da-da. And I closed my journal like, well, that was fun. And it's almost like it just started happening here. My partner showed up, and he was like, oh, romantic, and woo, I'm here, and my heart is open. And I'll be honest with you, we think we know what we want, but then when it shows up, I was like, I don't know if I can receive this amount of love. And like, I thought that's what I wanted, but do I know if I deserve it or not? And so that was an interesting thing that came up, and I worked through it quickly because I am able to witness, like, oh, Dawn, you, and somewhere in the past, you know, started to believe that you didn't deserve this, but intuitively you knew that you really wanted it. And I know from doing readings that most people just want, what do they want? They want love, or they want abundance. And so I guarantee if when we take some callers, it's going to be love or my job.
I remember when we were out dancing when you met Michael. You know, I remember you asking me about him. You're like, what do you think about that guy? You know, I was like, I like him. He's handsome. He's nice. He seems to got your back. So I feel like I had some part to do in that.
Yes. Well, of course I'm going to go to my big brother for the okay. I'm like, hey, what do you think about that guy? I don't know about this guy.
I remember that.
You remember that? It's so cool. It's 2 years ago almost.
Yeah.
Beautiful to have someone, to know that I deserve someone that fully supports me and that doesn't judge, you know, doesn't judge what I do. And really it's just like, hey, I'm going to do my thing and you do your thing, and we got each other's backs. And it really is the optimal scenario for me. So I did want to share that I pulled some feelings, universal feelings and needs cards, and see what comes up with that. Might help some callers. I know it was interesting to me. So I used the Nonviolent Communication deck by Marshall Rosenberg. That's my jam. And he has the deck of the 47 emotions and 47 needs. So I just said, you know, I called on spirit and asked, what have we been collectively feeling? And, you know, the deck has, they're not positive or negative, but yeah, they have happy feelings and then the not so comfortable ones. So when the not so comfortable ones come up, it's a call that we have needs that aren't being met. So the three that came out is that we're collectively feeling disappointed. Disappointment, you know, like maybe we had expectations of what our lives were going to look like, or, you know, what it might be in other people, it might be in ourselves, but there's this collective disappointment in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then right beside that is impatience. So interestingly enough, we're all, you know, I think feeling impatient, wanting what we wanted, wanting these needs to be met. And then the underlying tone emotion is grumpy. So we're just kind of a little grumpy. I want what I want. And so when uncomfortable feelings come up, it's usually because there are needs that need to be met. And so actually 5 needs came in, and the balance was one, finding more balance in our lives. So there's a call for self-care. And again, that would mean saying no when we really don't want to do something, you know, stopping when someone says, can you do this? And saying, hold on, I got to check in. Privacy, which I heard you mention, like sometimes you just need to step away from people. You need time to process. You need time to think. And I think that will help with the impatience.
That's huge for me right now.
Privacy seems to be huge. Yes. Yeah. Do you just need space, or what does the privacy feel like to you? Feel safe?
Well, you know, number one, I really enjoy being by myself. I enjoy being my own company. And there's nothing wrong with me not wanting to interact. It doesn't mean that I don't want to be around people, but I really like playing in my little playground by myself, making my own medicine pouches, and just being myself and enjoying and not having to have to cater or influence or have to feel like I have to be on guard or in a certain feeling, in a certain mode. Sometimes being in that private moment you get to learn a lot about yourself and being your best friend at that moment. You know, being true to who you are and the beliefs that you believe in, even when we have our own little dialogue in our brain. That's what it is for me.
Beautifully said. That's beautifully said.
Thank you.
Taking the time to be your own best friend. I read something this week, a reminder that if you can't be by yourself, there's more of a call that you need to get by to yourself. Because, yeah, which I've been. When I was younger, I did not want to be alone. And I'm right there with you. If I don't have alone time after a while, I start, like, snapping at people. And then I go, oh, I need to have some space.
yeah, absolutely. Because you start taking on the people's energies, you know, indirectly.
Totally.
And everybody's got to have their own little, I think everybody likes their space in some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a little quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll take some calls.
Sounds great.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com. Back. And you know what? I have a drum and bass one that I'm going to put in next week. I totally forgot. It's really
yes.
Cool.
Ooh, does it have a drop in it? Like a nice drop?
It's like boom. Right. Yeah, you hear it. I wanted to go with you guys the other day, and I totally just like fell asleep, so that's my fault.
Hell, you know, we can want to do something, but I know my body will be like, nope, or yelp.
Yelp. All right, let's take a caller.
Okay. Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm swell.
This is your favorite neighborhood astrologer. Thought I would check in with you.
I knew it was. Right away I recognized that voice. I was like, Mark! Yes, you are, my darling.
So how goes it on that end?
You know, it's going at a rapid, rapid, rapid rate. We are, you know, we were talking earlier how a veil has been lifted. So I don't know how that, I don't know how that is affected astrology-wise, but I feel it. I feel like this heavy thing, and then I see people around me just buzzing and going, kind of like the Mayan prophecy said, that 2012 to 2015, that people will, like the vibration will get so high frequency that people will either soften their hearts and sink into it, or they're going to go cray.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what we're into at this point, because we have, there's this, we'll call it an abundance of Virgo energy right now, which, you know, is very mentally active and kind of puts a lot of energy into people and stuff. And there's kind of a bigger planetary thing going on with the Jupiter and Mars and the other things that are in Virgo. Interacting with Jupiter or with Saturn and Neptune. So there is, I think, kind of a, I feel like there's been like a lot of darkness lifted too. I feel it's very weird out there right now, but not necessarily bad or negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we're in kind of a weird zone where there's like, I think there's a lot of opportunities right now to get things going and to change things. But you're right, that people, this Earth Virgo energy is going to be around for, it's going to be one of the main themes for like the next year and a half. So.
Oh, Lord. So we're going to be in the Twilight Zone for a year and a half.
well, on different levels. I mean, there'll be, I mean, overall, like, the energy is not really too bad for all of October. There's actually, like, some good things, and we don't have these heavy, really big exclamation points, we'll say, like we have been having the last few months here. So we shouldn't have any extremely big shakeups over this next month, but kind of what's going on is we're kind of, it's like it's Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune are interacting.
Great.
So it's our expanding our world, our belief systems, our philosophies, our intuition, psychic abilities, all these things, and even with Saturn is in Sagittarius, which is very much one of the kind of loosey-goosey signs, as Iggy will know.
Hey, you guys talking about me? I resemble that remark.
Yeah, so.
You did resent that. When I think of Virgo, I think of communication, too. I mean, we're just talking about communication and, like, being very clear in our, so this, you know, you're telling us about astrology is helping me understand, like, not only the mental chatter, because, oof, it has been intense, but also the need to clearly communicate with people and to get really, really clear about that. Like, all this stuff that was shaken up, it's kind of like now we've got to process it. And the three cards that I didn't talk about yet were the needs we're having right now for nurturance, which is the self-care that keeps coming up. My guides keep saying everyone needs to come. I mean, if I think about Virgo, the Virgin, the goddess, you know, she is the balance of the Eve and Lilith that I've talked about, and they need nurtured. Appreciation is the other. Like, I feel like collectively everyone wants to be seen, and we can't be seen until we do, like, what me and Iggy were talking about before, see ourselves, go internal, be mindful, get in the moment, and truly be like, this is okay, this is not. And then above all of that, when I also going in, this would make sense with Virgo, is we have a collective need for beauty and aesthetics. Like, that is at the top of the list above balance, privacy, appreciation, nurturance. There is just, we're having this need to expand our world into, you know, not only aesthetically beautiful, but just beautiful to us, what means a lot to us, what's important to us, and for that to be seen and heard. And in order for that to happen, we have to first communicate with ourselves our truth and then find a way to communicate that with others.
Yeah, I totally agree. And even some people say they don't know astrology that much, but I think when you're intuitive and aware of your surroundings, you kind of picked up on some of the other planetary things that I haven't even mentioned, because there's a good bit of Libra energy out there right now, and that is, Libra is Venus ruled, so that's completely about beautifying your surroundings and, you know, making it a nice environment around you, you know, your home, workspace, whatnot. And then, you know, Mercury's still retrograde for another 2 days, day and a half.
Oh, that's good. That's
so that, yeah, that comes, that starts moving forward Friday. But you're right. I mean, everybody knows about all the technical problems and car issues and everything we have during Mercury retrograde. But you touched on the main point. The main point of Mercury going retrograde is to stop for a minute and make sure we are communicating our messages properly. Because we don't, we say yeah when we mean no, or say no when we don't care, or say, you know.
Yeah.
So it's It's to make sure that we're not just on auto response all the time, and to make sure that we are clearly communicating things. And I think the, you know, the computer car technical issues that we have during the Mercury retrogrades is, you know, everything out there is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So I think it's more of a, you know, what are you not clearly communicating?
Well,
that you're seeing
sense,
played out in your phone or in your car or in your whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there something that you're, you know, do you have a grievance that you're not mentioning? Do you have, you know, is there some disconnect inside of you that, you know, sometimes we see manifested out in the 3D world? So that's one of the, a lot of people talk about, you know, the crazy stuff that happens during Mercury retrograde, but a lot of people don't talk about why, you know, on the spiritual or, you know, supernatural level, why are these things happening? And it's to make us slow down just a little bit, make sure we're properly communicating exactly what, because, you know, we kind of teach people how to treat us and stuff like that. So if we don't clearly communicate what we need and don't need and don't like and do need that we're not getting, how can they possibly know?
Well, that's the truth, and I think that generally as a culture, you know, we react from what the NBC program has the two totem animals, the jackal mode, which is the primal brain when you're triggered, and in order to get to the other totem animal, the giraffe with the large heart who can soften and have compassion, and the long neck that can see, you know, the big picture, what everyone's going through, you have to stop and reflect, rewind, and really know what you stand for, because you can't just come out and communicate without recollecting first. And I do like Mercury retrograde for the redoing and the re-sewing and the reflecting and the that would make sense why our cars might break down or our computers might. It's like physically, like, stop. You are supposed to go internal, not put yourself out to the world and redo. And the other Don Miguel Ríos card I had picked was about communication, which I knew then that was going to be the focus. And it says, communicate with clarity. Do not make assumptions. And so asking questions and communicating with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. If all humans could communicate with impeccability of the word, all of our relationships would change. There would be no wars, no violence, no misunderstandings. And, I mean, I know I sound like a broken record with the, and I'm sure there's other ways to do it, but when it comes to emotional intelligence, finding the verbiage in order to, you know, first going inside and finding out what's going on with you, and then finding the words to actually say, hey, I have a need for privacy. I have a need for nurturance. Or I'm feeling, you know, half the people, if you ask them how they're feeling, they say fine, good, bad, sad. Like, that's not a very expensive vocabulary to figure out what's going on in us and what needs aren't being met or what has to be changed in our lives. So that's why my practice, it's so big and it's so profound and it changes so much to be able to find out, like, whoa, no, I'm feeling disappointment because I expected something, and, you know, now I need to go and reflect, and then I'm going to go out and get some beauty and aesthetics. And well, I'm curious what, even though there isn't, you know, I don't know what Venus and love and all that is doing, but the information that I'm getting is definitely, there's a lot going on still with romantic relationships. And Lilith is still, like, come in, and she wants to be very primal and ceremonial, and she wants to dance for sure. And she's very cautious about stepping out. Maybe more will be revealed in a couple days about that. But there's definitely that theme when I pulled my own Oracle deck cards on what's been going on. It has to do with love and relationships. Is anyone still there? Hello?
Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Dante.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for calling. Is this
Absolutely.
Me, Dante, my friend?
Yes, this is
Who
Dante
I haven't
Garcia.
Seen forever, who is a new father. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Were you wanting a reading, or did you have something to share?
Yeah, both. I'm a new father, and, you know, I'm where one door closes, another one opens. I'm going to be burying a good friend of mine this evening, and I'm going to his viewing in a little bit here. I just wanted to call in for a reading as well and see where I'm at.
Well, that is a lot.
From his perspective.
I've always seen you as a very spiritually advanced person. And spiritually advanced doesn't mean that you're above or below anyone else. It just means karmically you've done a lot. And I also know that spiritually advanced means more intensity, which isn't always fun. Like sometimes I've wanted to be like, I want to go back and be like the normie people that, you know, just their lives seem to skim over. And but you have a big, beautiful, fulfilling life coming up ahead. Let me see what's going on right in the moment, though, and what things can sustain you and what's kind of happening here as the one door closes and the new doors open. Okay. So I see that you have, the first thing is that you've had some safety issues come up. I don't know if that means, like, you know, now that you have, they say when you have a child, your heart is now outside of your body walking around, and it's so tender and so fragile. And, you know, before we have children, we have, like, this ability to, you know, to keep ourselves safe. But they're showing me that you've been kind of negotiating and working with this acceptance of how now your, you know, your heart has expanded and how tender that feels, but also how, you know, you tend to be a fiery person and, you know, how to negotiate with all the new emotions that have coming up. You have reached a level of acceptance. You know, I mean, all that's come in, the protection, the being able to provide, and so all these things have come through. And and what I'm seeing your guides say is that all you simply have to say is that it's taken care of and just accept things as they are, and they're showing me that you are and your family has been and will be taken very well care of. In fact, there's this new opportunity coming through for you through friendship, through career. I mean, you're getting ready to skyrocket into choice is what they're showing me. You have done so much work on your heart in the last, they're telling me 2 to 3 years, that you are now manifesting beautiful choices. So really hope and wish big and reach for the stars. You are safe. There is one cautionary, you know, the only thing they're cautioning is to remember to set your boundaries with people. To remember to, you know, as people tell you, this is what you got to do. This is how you parent. This is how you're where you're supposed to work. Be very tender, watch your fieriness, but be very firm, and this is who I am, and this is what I believe in, and speak that with clarity.
Okay.
And then they're saying, just to breathe, build your community, allow in support. When people ask, you know, say, can I do this for you? Don't say, no, we've got this, we can do it ourselves. So there's a finite balance of, like, I think one of the main things you might be going through is saying, like, you know, if I receive help, does that mean I have to do what they need to do? Absolutely not. Your guides are saying your life, your family, you get to say, you get to choose, and you also get to receive support. So you get it all, and your life is about to just blossom. And let me tap into your friends real quick and just see if I can get a message for you, because it's always nice during grief.
Yeah.
Something with the belly or the lower body. happened there, or they're just showing me like the belly issue, like something in the very low of the body, something was going on there. And I'm seeing arms. I'm seeing this person like just waving their arms up and down, saying, "I'm free. I can fly now." And that I felt so restricted, and basically that this person wanted no longer the spirit in the body, needed to be free. Always a freedom lover, this person always wanted to have a sense of freedom no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what rejoicing in now is like, I'm freaking, like, Dante, I'm free now. You should see me. I can be anywhere and go anywhere, and it feels really good. Mm-hmm. So that, I don't know if this person had, you know, lower intestinal issues or just what was going on, but the freedom that they're feeling now is wonderful, and I just want you to know that it feels good to be free.
Mhm. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dante. Bless your heart.
Mhm. All the best to you guys.
You too. I hope to get to you. Do we have another caller?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. I could be better. I fell the other day and messed my knee up, and I'm sure that has some meaning behind it. So if you have a message for that, I really need to heal quick too. So.
Gotcha. All right, let me tap into your knee here. The first thing that I'm hearing is your knee and needs, which was interesting. Everything, we're all one, is that there's, some needs that are coming through, a need to release, a need for heavy. Like when I tap into you, I feel heaviness and weight upon you. This is energetically, shouldering your shoulders as well are feeling a little funky, like you've been shouldering too much responsibility, and basically your body puts you in a halt. It's like, I hear that you need to go on. I hear that you have things to do, but you have some kind of like the Mercury in retrograde, computers and different things messing up your knee is letting you know that you need to remove some of the responsibilities that you think that you have to do that could be negotiated tasks for other people. So do you find that you take on a lot of stuff yourself because other people can't quite do it right?
Yeah, but at the same time, I get called lazy. So, it's like I have responsibilities that aren't really fun, but I need to have some fun too.
Yes, you do. You do. You do. Okay, so that would be the lightness that, because your body felt so heavy and weighed down with the responsibilities, and you answered your own theme. So we all come in with different themes of what we're working through. And at some point, and at the very end of this, this radio show, I'm going to do a releasing of the past for everyone. We're going to do it together. And you have this. You were put upon by your ancestor lineage a theme of laziness that isn't yours. So now you're overcompensating to heal that ancestor wound, and it's simply about the need that we pulled early in the show for balance. Like your system is just craving balance. So if you do this, we're going to say this prayer at the end, and we're going to knock out some of that old stuff that's not serving. Are you icing and heating, alternating the two?
I've just been icing because it's still pretty swollen, but I probably would be able to start heat soon. It's been a couple, 2 days now.
2 days? Yeah, it sounds like that's the physical. There's always an emotional reason for disease or injuries. Most of the time, but they're saying now you can start very soon icing, heating, alternating. That's going to accelerate. Also, doing visualization of going in, putting your hand right on your knee and doing the visualizations of soothing, letting like ocean water come in, visualizing that, calming the tissues. And you can also go in, what I do in my session work with people is I go into injuries, I go into pain, and instead of trying to fix it, just witness it and ask it, and you will hear. You will hear, and it will shift and move the answers that you need. I mean, our bodies are like children. They scream at us until we sit down with them and go, okay, I got your full attention. I got your full presence. And what that's going to do is allow you to have more time to get the stuff that you do need done. It's kind of like we have to stop and meditate first.
Yeah,
all right, good luck.
Thank you.
I know. It'll heal fast. Start your icing and your heating.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So it looks like we're towards the end of the hour. Iggy, are you there? Hello? Do we have another caller?
I am here.
Oh, okay. Well, let's take one more caller then. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Carissa.
Carissa.
Did we lose Iggy?
We're good.
Oh, okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm sitting here in the sun with my cat, so things could be worse.
The sun has felt miraculous lately.
That's the perfect word for it.
Just miraculous.
I really liked when you pulled the cards just a little bit earlier, and you were speaking about this kind of collective disappointment that's going on right now. I really think that's a lot of what I'm working with, the piece of my process that I'm in right now is how do we come to expect something different when, unfortunately, in our life patterns, we've come to expect disappointment and expect things not to work. How can we turn that belief around? Because that's the foundational element of how we're attracting things is the belief. So how do you make yourself believe something different is on its way? I think that's the crux of my situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's check in. Let's see. It's interesting because the other feeling where that came up with disappointment was impatient. So patience ourselves, patience with everyone. And also the affirmation that I've been working with is myself and everything in my life exactly the way it is. Because the universe does want to give us, you know, so much. And obviously we're these, like we talked about earlier in the show, these powerful creators. I mean, we're barely even co-creating right now. We're just creating. And so part of the thing is we have the old messages still creating some chaos along with our new empowerment, the new part of us that was birthed, you know, on the blood moon, which is this all-powerful, you know, godlike creator in us has been acknowledged. So the two just need time to integrate. And you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, which is even though we're feeling impatient, even though we're feeling a little grumpy, surrounding ourselves with appreciation for the moment, for beauty and aesthetics, because the more we're doing, you know, that Abraham Hicks law, the more we're doing what feels good and what we love, the more we're going to bring in more. And also becoming very clear, we were talking about earlier in the show, specifically for you, I've got art coming up, so also possibly doing like a vision board, or have you already been working on something like that, or you have it on your list to do?
In addition to the music, what I'm always doing, I've started doing more visual art kind of stuff. It just feels nice. I kind of get tired of words, being a writer and having written all these novels, and kind of sick of words, so I wanted to still create, but not have to use words. So I've been playing with these little dolls and making little medicine dolls. So that's been good.
Oh, cool. And have you been doing them? There's a big sense of community and friendship coming in for you. So that that's the foundation of, like, for you, what they're showing me is co-creation comes along with first spending that time, you know, with yourself, but now they're saying it is full on, not to discontinue your self-care, but it's full on community, full on diving in. It's almost like you're shortening your friendships, like your circle isn't huge, but the ones that you have are very deep. They're getting very, very deep. And you also are going through what a lot of women are going through right now, their ancestor lineage, breaking the old Lilith patterns. That's coming up as well. So be very patient with yourself. Utilize your community and your art. And then, exciting enough, the results of your reading is the great mystery, meaning that, again, you're an all-powerful creator, and there truly is no blocks for you. There truly is. It's almost like they're showing me echoes and mirrors of that there, you know, that you're remembering there was blocks and you can't even have them, that there might not be anymore, but there actually isn't. So that's what they're showing me.
Yeah,
for
they're
you,
not
girl.
There. Any, I know they're not there. I know they're gone. Like, I even consciously know that, but it's like my mind is so habituated to expecting certain things. I'm
yes.
like, how do I stop expecting this? You know?
Yeah. Be the ultimate witnesser. Just witness it and make that be your, if it feels good, make that be your affirmation that, oh, look at that little shadow mirror of remembering what blocks were like. There you are, I see you, but I have no blocks anymore. I'm a free, ultimate, powerful creator, and my community is here and arrived. It's kind of like doing that shoulder shrug at them, like, I remember you, but you're not really here anymore. And I know they still poke you. It's almost like it pokes you in the side when they're not even, it's not even there anymore. But it just has
I
to be
like
recognized.
That, thinking of them as an echo. I've had some echo work with people that are around me, like echoes from past lives that we've had to recognize. This is an echo. This is not today. We'll be in today. So maybe I just need to turn that more toward just my relationship with myself too.
That's beautiful. I am so glad you called. Thank you for calling in.
So am I.
All right, well, let's connect soon. I'm going to go ahead and read this, and all together we can wrap up this hour.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. All right, so we are going to end the show about doing a ceremony together about sealing up the past. The past is over. It doesn't matter who we are, where we came from, what mommy said, what daddy did, what mistakes we have made, what diseases we have, or how we feel. The future can be reprogrammed in this moment. We don't need another seminar, another degree, another lifetime, or anyone's approval in order for this to happen. All we have to do is ask for a miracle and allow it to happen, not to resist it. There can be a new beginning, a life unlike the past. Our relationship shall be made new. Our careers shall be made new. Our bodies shall be made new. Our planet shall be made new. So shall the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven, not now or not later, but right now, not elsewhere, but here. Not through pain, but through peace. And so it is, and so it shall be. Amen and aho, and thank you so much for joining us today. And until next month, bless you. Stay in community and friendship. And thanks, Iggy.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com. Today, you listen to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Don Thompson, Don of the New Era. Don can be found on don-thompson.com or on Facebook at Don of the New Era or Don Thompson. And tune into her next month, and she'll be back. Tomorrow, I think we're going to have Spontaneous Spirit Talk Radio. And then we have Mark the Rabbit Hole on Friday. And then we have Mud Toe at Midnight. With that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank you for taking a moment out of your time here at lunch to listen to the things we want to share. With that, I am Iggy the producer, and I'm signing out. See you soon.